Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar, first thing daily. Then join us on the prayer hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time for securing the day prayer. Welcome also to Saturday, May 16th is our communion service day. Get your communion element ready. Today's ministrations will climax with administering the communion. Welcome also to day 16 in May. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Let's do it like this. Cover your head with the anointed mantle if you have one around you there. If not, receive the prayer. When you are able, cover your head with the anointed mantle and play the message back again. Let us pray. This Saturday, God will satisfy you early. You will know divine satisfaction. There is a mantle of favor and assistance on you right now. The rest of your life, you will not lack favor and assistance. I anoint my tongue to prophesy to your life. That evil rope, evil umbilical cord, tying you down, tying your progress and destiny down, slowing you down, is consumed by the Holy Ghost fire now. Burn off. I say burn off in Jesus' name. Who is this? I see you walk towards a door and it opened for you on its own accord. Wow. From now on, you will not be pushing hard, yet doors will be opening for you and your children. You will not be struggling much, yet you will get it. Let the mantle still remain on your head. The hand that rested on Elijah that made him to outrun King Ahab into the city is now on you. You will overtake those who had left you behind. You will pursue, overtake, and recover all. I don't know who I'm saying this to in particular. You have been praying and believing God for a very crucial and important thing. Whatever that thing is, it shall drop for you soon. It shall drop for your children soon. Who is this? You have not been able to sleep well. From today, your sleep will be like that of a baby. Peaceful, restful, refreshing, and deep in Jesus' name. Who is this? A testimony worthy miracle will happen for you soon. Someone has been shedding tears over certain issues of life. God is turning your tears into laughters. Yes, to laughters and celebrations. If you say amen, it will be yours. So shall it be. Be expectant. A miracle phone call will come through for you soon. May 16th celebrant, open your hand for your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You shall live long and do well. Happy birthday. Listeners, we have today and tomorrow morning to complete 21 days of answering questions, discussing situations of life, and counseling. From Monday, it shall be testimony sharing, giving the glory back to God. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. I am not too comfortable with your advice for the woman who was having issues with her husband in today's counseling, May 14. The advice is biased and seriously against men. Wow. You may need to know why some husbands are behaving the way they do in their marriages. Some of these, our ladies, also need to be counseled, Daddy. There cannot be smoke without fire. Some of these, our wives, are the ones who push their men to be behaving the way they are behaving. Men are also going through a lot in the hand of their wives. So many men are dying quietly and gradually in their marriages. The problem with men is that they don't open up like women. Wow. You are right. You are right. I have counseled with a lot of women that are so tough and cantankerous, and I begin to wonder, what made you like this woman? However, two wrongs will never make a right. In a marriage, the man is expected to be the manager of his home with patience and wisdom, with God's giving grace and strength. Next, good morning, sir. Daddy did not remember to pray for May 14 birthday celebrant. Wow, is that right? I'm sorry. May 14 celebrant, Open your hand for your birthday prayers. You are blessed. You are divinely covered and lifted. You shall fulfill your destiny purpose. The number of your days shall not be cut short. Happy birthday. It is better to be late than never. Next, good morning, my daddy. Please, can I follow you to UK for the forthcoming conference? I have a virgin passport for more than 3 years now, and it will soon expire. I want to use this opportunity so that the passport will be stamped before it expires next year. Also, my husband in U.S. for the past 10 years, my husband has been in U.S. for the past 10 years, and is also coming for the program. I want to use this opportunity to see him at least for once in 10 years. Please, can you help me, sir? I will be glad if you will help me. Wow. 10 years separation between husband and wife. Well, let me take this opportunity to invite TPJ members around the world to join us in the UK conference coming very soon. From all over the world, Africa, USA, UAE, all over. Such conferences will be a kind of reunion of our family membership. However, the course will be borne by individual. I pray God will make our members around the world comfortable enough. Own your time, own your resources to do this. It will be beautiful. I look forward to see members from different parts of the world in UK in June 19 and 20. And that is conference coming in June. Now, let me come to you, my dear daughter. Since your passport is virgin, then visa must be obtained. Google to see requirement for UK visa from Nigeria. Conference committee in UK can write you an invitation letter after profiling you to know your genuineness. But you will have to satisfy the other conditions for UK visa. Go to UK visa website and let us know if you are able to meet all the conditions. Conference committee in UK will take it off from there. Issuance of visa is 100% at the disposal or disposition of UK embassy, not us. Next, Daddy, more grace. My next door neighbor is a minister of God. I cook and share our food with him because his family is not here with him. For many times, he will travel without informing us. We will keep his food only to discover the next day that he has traveled. We have the key to his house with us. I have raised this issue with him many times, but he has not changed. He feels that is his right. Daddy, should I stop giving him the food? I enjoy sharing food with people around me. Thank you, sir. Wow. Yes, of course. If he feels he has a right wasting your food, you also have a right giving the food to some other people that will appreciate it. Since you have discussed this with him and it's not changing, only God knows whether he eats the ones you even serve him when he's at home. It is good to be generous and do good to people. But if the person or the people are not appreciating you, then please turn to some other people. Turn to someone else. Well, we will do this more tomorrow. Send yours and feel free to make your own contribution to any of the topics. Saturday is a good day to pay one's tithes and sow your seed. Do you know some TPJ members and listeners have started sowing the June seed of 6666? We have started receiving alerts of 6,666 naira, 66 kobo, and they will indicate that it is for June seed. Some other persons are still sowing the 14th day seed, the Passover and the Deliverance Day seed. Wow. TPJ members, I thank God for your understanding of the power of tithing and seed sowing. It is an unusual grace upon TPJ family. It is not so everywhere, for which I remain grateful to God. May God keep enlarging, increasing, expanding your frontiers in all areas of life. Please, let's keep it up. Continuous harvest. We follow continuous seed sowing. This month's seed is 5555, the fifth month, and the seed of grace. Do yours if you have not already done so. Now, take your communion element, the blood of Jesus and the flesh of Jesus, and let me pray over it. After my prayer, pray more on your own. Eat and drink, and your miracle will start. I prophesy to this element, the blood of Jesus, the broken body of Jesus, as you eat and drink, the covenant virtue, the power, the mysteries of the Lord's Supper, of this covenant food will start working in your life. Healing, healthiness, empowerment, fruitfulness, blossomness, enrichment, wealth, and grace. Receive it in Jesus' name. Pray more on your own, and when you are done, eat and drink. Your miracle starts now. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.